Very good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian, nutritionist Amber Boyens from Madison Healthcare Services and Immunutrition right here in Madison. How'd you have a good 4th of July there, Amber?
I had a great 4th of July. How about you?
Oh, yeah. I was doing pretty much the same things you were.
Yeah, you sure were. And it was nice.
And it was fun, yeah.
Good. It was. There was a lot going on around town.
Good to get the family together. And
the fireworks were spectacular.
They were. And yes. All the food was good everywhere.
It was.
From the root beer floats and hot dogs to everything with the family gatherings, they were all good.
That's right.
All right. So now we move on to trying to shed some of those pounds.
Sure. Right? We can maybe.
Okay. Oh, maybe. That's not the topic today.
Not quite, no.
Topic today is nutrition-focused physical exams, which sound interesting. You're going to tell us all about it.
Well, I thought I might share a little bit about it. And the reason I chose this one today, I think we mentioned it last week, but Muchos Gracias is coming up on Thursday at MHS. Tacos and delicious food as a thank you to the community from MHS.
That's muchas gracias, in case you didn't know.
Yes, for those of you who don't speak Spanish. And I'll be there doing one of these things that we're going to talk about today as kind of a fun little competition, but also informative little piece. So one of the things that people, I think, don't really know a lot about with dietitians is that we do something called the nutrition-focused physical exam.
I did not know that.
No, most people don't. And essentially what the nutrition-focused physical exam is it's looking at things beyond just what's on the scale, beyond simply what you eat, looking for signs of malnutrition. And often when we say the words malnutrition, a lot of people get an image in their head of something that looks like. But malnutrition doesn't have a specific image. It doesn't have a weight. It doesn't have a BMI. It doesn't have something specific that we can just look at somebody and say, yes, that person is malnourished. And malnutrition can really happen at any size. We can have somebody who fits into the BMI category of obese who is malnourished because of muscle mass loss or poor intake or a diagnosis that they've gotten. So somebody's weight does not dictate whether or not they're adequately nourished. And I talk about adequate nourishment quite a bit on here and when I see people in clinic, because it's not just about being at the right, whatever the right weight means. It's about feeding our body and nourishing our body. And the nutrition-focused physical exam that we're going to talk about today explores the different areas that fit into how we can tell whether or not our body is nourished. And the reason that it matters, it's not just about the food, right? If we're malnourished, if we score poorly on a malnutrition exam, then that is associated with longer hospital stays. If you get hospitalized, it's associated with slower wound healing, with higher risks of infection, with greater fall risk or greater risk of readmission if you are hospitalized. And a big one that I think is important for a lot of people as they age is it's associated with a loss of independence or a greater risk of loss of independence. And I think for most of us, it's not just that we want to live a long time. We want to live a long time with good quality of life and being able to do things for ourselves. And this is a spectacular, non-invasive, inexpensive tool that can be really highly predictive of what those years look like. So when we talk about that nutrition-focused physical exam, it combines our medical history, weight, trends, food intake, functional ability, and then the actual physical exam itself. So when we talk about that physical exam, we're kind of looking at a handful of different things. The first thing that we look at is muscle loss. And I've talked about that a lot over the last few years, just as we've seen an increase in some of our weight loss medications and things like that, that weight loss is great if we need it. But if we're losing muscle mass, then that's not necessarily helping us in the long run. So we look at places where we can kind of see whether or not we're losing muscle. And that's places like the temples, your clavicles, your collarbones, your shoulders, your shoulder blades, that little space on your hand. If you look at your hand between your index finger and your thumb, you've got that muscle right there. And that muscle, we pinch that, not hard, we don't hurt you, and determine if there's good solid muscle in there or if that muscle mass is going away.
I don't think there's anything in there.
We'll check it later.
Okay.
And then we also look at thighs and calves. And healthy muscle provides fullness. So we're able to see more prominent bones or depressions or decreased firmness if somebody's had significant loss of muscle mass. We also look for fat loss. So when we look for fat loss, we're looking at places like the upper arms, the chest, the ribs, around the eyes, places that kind of indicate that if those fat stores are going away, then it's probably been a longer period of time, more chronic disease-related malnutrition, or that the body has been pulling from these fat stores for longer periods of time. Fluid accumulation. Now, this isn't one that people often think of, but swelling and holding on to fluid can hide malnutrition. It can hide that muscle mass loss and that fat loss. So it's important as we're doing this physical exam to be looking for any places that there is fluid being held onto by the body. Because if we think about the scale, if somebody loses 10 pounds in muscle mass, but they are holding on to 10 pounds in fluid, the scale is not really going to tell us a whole lot. So we look especially around the ankles, the feet, the legs, the hands, and then just generalized fluid retention throughout the body. And now this next one's what we're going to do at Muchos Gracias. This is grip strength. So grip strength is essentially how much force someone can generate or exert while squeezing a hand dynamometer.
Oh yes,
I'm sure you're very familiar with those.
Yes, I have one in my desk drawer.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. And the hand dynamometer and grip strength is something that we've seen a huge growing body of research on, because it's associated with our overall muscle strength, our muscle quality, our functional ability, frailty, hospital complications, quality of life, risk of future falls, and again, looking at that loss of independence. So when you come to Muchos Gracias, you're going to have the opportunity to test your grip strength, and then we'll have some charts there to show where grip strength should be for different ages and genders, but we'll have a little bit of a leaderboard, some prizes maybe for whoever has the strongest grip strength in their category.
I have a feeling I probably won't be in the running.
We'll have to see. You never know, right? But the grip strength is kind of a nice one to use because, again, it's quick, it's objective. We have loads of research on grip strength and its predictions for our long-term health, and it's fixable in a lot of cases. So it's one of those things that it can be an indicator. If you're feeling really well, but we're starting to see grip strength decrease, maybe it's an indicator that we just need to start doing some of those things to strengthen the body and to make sure that people are nourished so we have that good quality of life as we age. So we do also look at signs of vitamin and mineral deficiencies. So, you know, sometimes people think about nails. Nails are a big place we can look. Areas of the mouth and skin and hair, even things in the eyes can give us indicators on whether or not somebody has vitamin A deficiency or certain types of anemias, things like that. So all of those factor into a malnutrition assessment or a nutrition-focused physical exam. And for somebody to be considered malnourished or to have the diagnosis of malnutrition, you don't have to have all of these things. It's when we look at all of the criteria together, it's at least two over a long period of time and trending in that direction can be indicative of malnutrition. So important for us to kind of pay attention to these things early on so we can correct them, we can intervene, we can make changes and have a good life. So it's not just for people who are losing weight. It's not just for people who are underweight. Anybody who is aging, has cancer, diabetes, kidney disease, COPD, gastrointestinal disorders, have had surgery, have poor appetite, unintended weight loss. Anybody. Anybody can benefit from knowing where their nutrition status is and kind of looking at these things early on.
All right. And you can learn more about it at Muchos Gracias.
You sure can.
I was just trying to figure out here, what are the hours on that again? I don't have that handy. Oh, here we go. That's, let's see here. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
There we go.
And it's right up there on the hill. If you're going to be outdoors, I suppose, with some tables and things.
Yes.
Like you were with the tacos and all that. So
yes.
Hopefully weather will cooperate.
I hope so.
Yep. I know a good test for grip strength, by the way.
Okie doke.
Tempting to get a cap off of a water bottle.
You know, that is a good one. I think of your grip strength, though. I think of all those heavy movie theater cans you've carried over the years and equipment.
Now everything comes online, so I don't have to lift anything anymore.
It's probably
not
a good thing. Not even a thumb drive anymore.
Not even that. No. I don't even see it. Push a button.
Yeah.
Doesn't do any good for my muscle mass, but
maybe doesn't.
But it's quick. All right. Well, Amber, if anybody has any questions on this or other topics, they can talk to you at Muchas Gracias, or they can get a hold of you anytime, right?
Sure can. You can call up to the clinic and schedule an appointment, 598-7551, or you can reach me online, imunutrition.com, imunutrition.com, or come here to the radio station, call over here. You guys can always find me.
Sounds good. Well, we'll see you at the event on Thursday, and we'll see you again next week.
Thank you.
Amber Boyens with Taco Tuesday here on Q92.